937.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, toll free, 800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number two of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. As we are every night of the week, almost, Monday through Saturday, live from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern. So join us for every moment. And if you can't, join us online, and we will give you our archives for free. Last 6 days of the show, right there on the front page of the website. You just go download them, because it costs you nothing, except for the time you take to go and click on them.
So if you miss a minute, you can go back and check out the whole week.
Exactly. FreeTalkLive.com. And thanks to our friends over at DownloadRadio.org. You actually get more than 6 days. If you scroll down through the archives, you go past day number six, you'll see a link to our friends again, DownloadRadio.org, who are archiving us back for a few months on the house. All of it free at FreeTalkLive.com. So go and check all that out. Well, big news today. London, England, the bombings. In case you haven't heard, over 37 people at least have been confirmed killed. Over 700 people injured.
Yeah, they're going to find more, I'm sure.
Maybe so. Two bombs on a subway. One on a double-decker bus.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the government of Britain, Great Britain, is, we won't be intimidated, and we're going to crack down, and this is going to be the biggest security effort and the biggest police effort in the country's history, blah, blah, blah. Same old posturing that went on here in this country after 9/11. And again, I don't want to make it sound like we're being callous to those who were victims today. That's the most tragic part.
It is.
That individuals who were just going about their lives were caught up in the midst of this silly, silly situation. Yeah, I say silly because it doesn't have to be happening. All of it's unnecessary. That bomb never had to go off.
No.
There never had to be an attack on the World Trade Center. The reason there was is because we foolishly have been, and when I say we, I mean our governments.
Yes.
Which I didn't elect, by the way. They have been messing with other people's business around the world. And at this point, this line of thinking cannot be stated enough. Because people just don't get it. People believe what their governments tell them. Well, it's Al-Qaeda and they hate our freedoms. That's why they're bombing us. No! They're bombing us because we killed their friends and family members. We installed tyrannical despots in their nations.
Or supported them.
Or supported them or whatever.
Yeah.
Sold them arms to keep their populace under control.
I mean, the Iran's still mad at us for the whole Shah thing.
Just decades. Decades of meddling in other countries' affairs have finally brought some consequences, and unfortunately, innocent people are caught in the crossfire.
Yeah.
Now, you made the point last hour, Manwich, that if the people actually knew what was going on, they would rise up and throw their people out of these elected officials out, because it's them, it's the officials, it's the government that has set all this up. Whether or not it was a conspiracy or some black cloak stuff was going on behind the scenes, I don't know.
Whether or not
the results
can't prove that,
right. What we can talk about are the results. The results of our actions in other people's countries are that people are dying here now. And as long as we continue this insane war on terrorism, it's going to keep happening. It doesn't matter how much security I'm sure somebody's going to propose this. Well, this happened to a double-decker bus and on the subways. We need to increase our transportation security outside of airports. Because, I mean, right now, our airports are like third world countries. With just the people with guns and people, security just swarming everywhere. Of course, it's not any safer. Studies still show that all kinds of weapons and stuff make it through. They're not confiscating the weapons. They're confiscating people's car keys and stuff like that.
Nail files.
That kind of garbage. And they're inconveniencing people. And they're putting a dent in the economy, because if people can't get from point A to point B
or don't want to travel that way.
Or don't want to go at all. If people can't get there in the same amount of time that they used to, if there's an extra 4 hours tacked onto the trip because of security procedures, you've just put a huge dent in the economy. Stuff's not getting done as fast because of all this security. Now what do you want to do? Are they going to... I'm guaranteeing you they're going to propose this. We need roadblocks.
Oh, yeah.
We need random roadblocks in this country because the terrorists could be anywhere. We need to stop all cars on all major roads at a random time of day or night and check everybody out, especially those Muslims. We had somebody on this network.
Well, the problem is they're going to use this political correctness to their advantage. They're not going to check the Muslims. They're going to check everybody. They're going to be sticking their hands up little old lady skirts like they're doing in the airports.
Right.
They're going to be, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're on your way to church or you've been
little
out
kids
all night.
Too. Don't forget that. Little kids.
Yep, the
they
whole
could
thing.
Be carrying drugs or bombs.
They're going to be, you know, sifting through your baby's, you know, bassinet. The whole deal.
Feeling up your wife, your husband.
Forget the Fourth Amendment. Fourth Amendment. Sorry.
You've already forgotten. 800-259-9231. We're going to Rick in Reno. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
First off, the Free State Project, if it is wise, will have a non-petroleum-based energy independence. That's number one.
Yeah, as quickly
number
as possible.
Two, far greater minds than mine have already worked out dialectic. And the dialectic in the case of this morning's bombing is a reprise of the 9/11 bombing, which is our pathetic, desperate addiction to oil masquerading as a war on terror.
Hmm.
It's a dialectic of problem, reaction, solution, synthesis. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're over my head, man.
Thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. In this case, the thesis is a terrorist attack.
Okay.
The antithesis is the desired reaction, which is fear and terror.
Okay.
And the synthesis is more terror on a higher plane. Hence, the attack on Afghanistan, the attack and invasion of Iraq. And we can expect now, as a result of this bombing this morning, of the atrocity of this morning, audacity coming out of the G8, audacity coming out of further repressive measures by the Blair government, probably the Bush government as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, your theory sort of takes for granted that it's okay to walk into people's countries. Because we're running out of oil, you know, it is a reasonable thing to do to walk into...
I don't know if he was saying that.
It sort of takes that for granted.
I'm not by any means
but do you see where I'm coming from?
I'm not by any means advocating or excusing what's going on.
The marketplace...
I'm analyzing what's going on. I see that this country has a desperate addiction to oil. And now because of many, many decades of lack of preparation for the eventual disappearance of oil, we are in this situation where the bulk of our people support these kinds of unjust, terroristic wars.
The bulk of our people have supported the government even before we had the Revolutionary War. The bulk of the people are sheep. You know, so they're going to do what they're told, and that's just the way it is. I mean, minorities cause revolutions,
and they're certainly going to do what they're primed and engineered to do by a terrorist planning made by the CIA, by the DIA.
You know, Rick, if it wasn't for this, the whole system, it's oil is definitely a factor. Okay, because these guys that are in government, George Bush, they obviously have ties to oil, obviously.
Yeah.
And if the government, and we had a caller, Al, last hour, who made the point about our monetary system, if we didn't have this fake, crazy fiat monetary system where the government could just fund wars for any old reason they want to, then they'd actually have to raise money in order to go to war, and it wouldn't be possible. I mean, it just wouldn't be possible to have wars like this, in which case the price of oil would go up. You know, if we couldn't have these, you know, these wars, the price of oil would have gone up over time probably, and then the resulting economic factors of that would be that people would be looking for those alternative energy sources. So it's definitely a factor in the whole picture, and we appreciate the call. Thank you for
one more point, please.
Quick, you got 10 seconds.
Okay. The audacity shall continue, and the solution is for the people to wake up.
That's absolutely the case, and that's what we're hoping to do here on Free Talk Live, is help people wake up. Rick, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
800-259-9231. More calls on hold. Your calls maybe as well. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the Free State Project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You talk about what you want. Seems like everyone wants to talk about the London bombings.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. I keep calling it the London bombings. London. London, England. Terrible news today. Three bombs went off, one in a double-decker bus, two of them on the subway, over 700 people injured. 37 at least have been counted as dead at this point. Our hearts go out to the families and the friends of these individuals who, as you put it before, they were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, nobody knows where the wrong place is going to be next. And there is going to be a next. As long as we keep up this
BS war on terror, because it's going to continue generating attacks like this. You've got these idiots, these world leaders condemn the attacks, like Tony Blair. We condemn utterly these barbaric attacks, he said. Well, wait, when you're bombing people in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's not counted as barbaric then, because you're the one doing it?
Civilized attacks. I know where the mentality comes in this one. And by the way, it doesn't matter when it's your mom that got killed. But the people in Iraq that got killed, a lot of them were collateral damage. You know, like we were attacking military and political targets in Iraq.
Right.
And some civilians got killed in the process. Some of the numbers are up to 110,000.
Yeah, the minimum numbers. The maximum numbers are around 250,000. And these are innocent people that have been killed.
Oops. In this case, these people attacked innocents.
Yes.
Now, I realize that there's a difference in this, but let's stop shaking a stick at the tiger. You know? I mean, and I'll admit to you, we can kill more of them than they can kill of us. We can really do that. But
yeah, we did it in Vietnam.
Why in the world? And still lost.
Yep. And we're still losing today. We lost almost 2,000 of our
people. I don't
want to
throw any more Americans into this mess.
And they don't want to be there. From the soldiers that we've talked to, sure, there's still some of those gung-ho hillbillies that want to be there, but for the most part, most of them want to get home to their friends and family members and get back to a real life. They don't want to be dying. Don't they want to be facing the prospect of death in the desert somewhere? And then you got a quote from this brilliant man, President Bush: "The contrast couldn't be clearer between the intentions and the hearts of those of us who care deeply about human rights and human liberty, and those who kill, those who have such evil in their heart that they will take the lives of innocent folks." Again, almost 200,000 people you've taken the lives of.
Perhaps,
Bush.
As many as 200,000.
And I like the point that you've made in the past, man, which, how many does it take to become a tyrannical despot?
You know, if that's it. I mean, if we went after Saddam Hussein for killing a quarter to a half a million of his people, for using weapons of mass destruction on his people, how many of his people do we have to kill before we're as bad as Saddam Hussein?
Or worse.
I mean, if we've killed half as many now as...
Oh, yeah, half as bad.
Is George Bush half as bad?
And does that still make the world a better place? 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Eric in Arkansas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
How you doing, man?
Excellent, sir. What's on your mind?
I'm just really stirred emotions. This is the first time I've listened to your show.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations.
You guys are dead on, and most of your callers have made really good points, and they're all dead on. I just want to kind of add something here.
What you got, man?
You said just a second ago about our military, how they're wanting to be home.
I think a lot of them are.
From the ones we've talked to.
Well, I talked to a man who came into my business yesterday, and he was in the National Guard here and went over there.
Mm.
And I asked him, you know, well, how do you feel? Do you feel any different after, you know, coming back? And he was, you know, all for it. And I just, you know, being that...
Wait, he was all for the war?
Yeah, he's all for it.
Mm. Well, it's difficult to give a portion of your life for those kind of things and not somehow or another get emotionally invested.
Well, and realize it was wasted.
Yeah.
And come to the realization that you've been following bad orders.
Yeah, I'd like to add, though, that I think at the time, I don't believe that it's oil. I don't think oil is anywhere near the top of the list, if it's even on the list.
What do you think it is?
I think it's globalization.
How about just power?
I agree.
How about just power?
Yeah, greed
control.
For power. And globalization, I think that the people here in America, including myself, you guys talked about, you know, the taxes. And, I mean, I just think it proves that we're all here. Are we not supposed to be the most powerful country, but we're acting like the weakest people on the face of the earth?
What do you mean by that?
Well, if we have the power here, more freedom and power than any other people on the earth, the people of America, why are we paying these taxes? Why are we supporting our government and supporting by enlisting in the services.
We've been
brainwashed.
You know,
being the police.
We've been brainwashed. Our government runs the education system, and probably 90% of the kids in this country go through it, and they just get mind warped by the state, and they come out believing that the government is this beneficent, wonderful organization out there that's out there to protect us and to help us, and they've just been lied to.
Realistically, since we are the minority, and I know this because
Wait,
I've been...
When you say we, you mean people who love freedom?
Yes.
Yes.
We are the minority. Where are we going to be 5 years from now?
I don't know. It's a frightening prospect.
You know, that's
you know,
what
I know where I'm
me.
Going to be. I'm going to be in the Free State Project, and I'm going to be doing the only thing that I can figure out to do. You know, I can write my congressman. I can stand on the corner with a sign in my hand, mm-hmm. and you're just doing nothing.
Yep, they're not listening to you.
You know, the Free State Project's the only chance I've seen that we've ever had in my lifetime.
Have you heard of the Free State Project?
No.
Well, they're our sponsor here on the show, but we're not just talking about them because they're a sponsor. We're actually both members.
And were before they were sponsored.
And the idea here, let me throw out the idea to you. We'll see what you think about it, Eric. The idea is 20,000 people that think the way that you and I do, that love liberty and love the idea of being free people again, are all going to move to the same state. And that state has been chosen as New Hampshire. Now,
okay, I've heard of that.
Okay, we're currently at about a third of where we need to be. We're about 33% there. So we're over 6,000 members so far. Once we reach 20,000, the move will officially start to New Hampshire. And then once everybody gets there, they are expected to be activists. These aren't just 20,000 regular folk. These are 20,000 people that are willing to do something to stand up for liberty. So it's going to be a huge movement for freedom. And we highly recommend you check it out at freestateproject.org, or you can call them at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, freestateproject.org. Your thoughts, Eric?
Well, I just wanted to add that, you know, when we do get to this free state, I mean, I just believe, I believe now that, I've been pondering it for a while, but I believe now that this hunger and greed for power and globalization, I believe these guys, with what happened in London today and what's happening all over the world, they're furthering their agenda.
Of course they
are.
Moving
along.
We have to stand up and love freedom enough and love liberty enough to be willing to sacrifice ourselves for it. I mean, the blood of the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots. How many patriots do we have left?
It's not even blood we're asking for.
Yeah, just speak out. Thanks for the call, man, and keep listening, all right? 800-259-9231, six nights a week you can listen to the show. 1-800-259-9231. Tell your friends at Free Talk Live. We'll come back with more.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. 1-800-259-9231 is the number you need, and the show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what's
bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. Tonight, it's almost a virtually singular topic this evening. Of course, the London bombings from earlier today. Just a recap, 37 people are known to be dead, over 700 injured, three bombs went off. And it's sad. You know, these people did not deserve this. They probably were just going about their daily business and were interrupted by an explosion. Shouldn't have happened. It could have been prevented. And I don't mean through extra security. I don't mean through roadblocks and checkpoints and weapons bans and rounding up the Muslims, as some maniacs have been suggesting. None of that would have stopped this bombing. The only thing that can stop this kind of stuff from happening is, man, goodwill towards men. Being respectful of your neighbors, especially your neighboring
countries.
And
holding our politicians to those sorts of things, too.
Yes. Being respectful of your neighbors, especially the neighboring countries, which we don't do. We as our government, our United States government, goes around the world grandstanding and blowing people up and installing and supporting dictators and just generally being terrible to other people. What do you expect is going to happen? You want to keep this war on terror going where you're harassing people for having Petri dishes in their house? We didn't get to this story yet this week because we've just been so busy, but some guy was arrested for having Petri dishes in his house on a terrorist charge. And he's a photographer, a science photographer. He takes pictures of Petri dishes.
Nutty.
Somebody ratted him out. So now we've got this crazy snitch society that's being built here in this country. And it's been being built for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The war on drugs has been a huge part of it. Oh, inform on your neighbors. If you see suspicious activities, call the FBI. Call your local police department. Rat out your friends and family members.
You know, I remember driving when I was a kid, being in the car with my mom, and we would talk about some of the differences between the Soviet Union. And mm-hmm. At the time, you know, it was the heart of the 70s, and
right,
you know, the Cold War was on, and there was a big Red Scare. And you know, what's the difference between the Soviet Union and us?
They speak Russian.
They do. They some of them do.
Right.
But besides that, my mom would say that
they drink more vodka.
Never mentioned the vodka.
Okay.
She would say that. Well, they encouraged their children to tell on their parents.
Mm-hmm.
They encouraged one family member to tell on another.
Yep.
And
happens today.
That's the bad thing. That was one of the terrible things about the Soviet Union.
It was a hallmark of the Soviet society.
Yeah, it is a hallmark of the Soviet society.
That's how you can tell if you're living in a police state, right?
Yes.
One of those ways you can tell.
Because they ask you to snitch on your friends and family.
Right. That's what's going on today. That's what's going on today. And look, I'm not supporting the terrorists at all.
No.
I'm saying that it's our government that is 100% responsible for these bombing attacks.
Well,
Our government's
100% takes all the onus away from the other side.
99.999% responsible.
Let's
if they weren't messing with other people's business, none of this would
happen. Let's say that they're both 100% responsible, because they both get to choose their own actions, and the terrorists have done a despicable and horrible thing. And the governments, the G8 governments that are currently over there, they've all been involved in doing despicable, horrible things.
And I agree with what JP said last hour. If you are tired of it, if you're tired of all this violence, if you're tired of this insane war on terror and the insane war on drugs and the destruction of the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment, which we just had ripped out from the Supreme Court a little while back,
mm-hmm.
if you're tired of the destructions of your freedoms at the hands of this government, why are you paying taxes? Why? Why do you continue to pay income tax? Why do you continue to collect sales tax if you're a business owner? Stop. Hit them where it hurts.
Start using
of course, they'll just print more money, so it really doesn't matter, right?
Start using the Liberty Dollar, too, I think would be a
That's a good idea. You can do that at dollar.freetalklive.com. You can get your hands, actually, on real silver currency
mm-hmm.
at dollar.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Let's talk to Ray in Michigan. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Yeah, hi. You guys are unreal. You basically, this is the first time I've ever listened to your show.
Congratulations.
Okay. And actually, it's like talking into a mirror. I'm hearing myself. So the few subjects that I wanted to discuss are kind of out the window at this point. But you did bring up a few of the gung-ho hillbillies who basically are products of the dumbed down American public
yes.
or of the public school system. It's not only the public school system, it's the Department of Education. It's everything telling people of how free they are and what liberties they have when they haven't got a clue of what living in liberty is all about.
Do you think it all started when the government took over, you know, when the federal government began to take over the public school system, say,
I think it started earlier than that. I think the separation of church and state had a lot to do with education, and it had a lot to do with being protecting yourself against your enemy. In this case, it would be the government. The government's telling you that they're doing nothing wrong, that everybody else is guilty of doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instituting democracies throughout the world when we're a republic is kind of ironic also.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Kuwait is a dictatorship. It's an emirate. I mean, Hussein was set up as far as everything's a big setup, and it's all about money. And it's all about power. You are absolutely on the money.
It's really funny. We go after Saddam Hussein because he's a despotic leader, and we support the Sods in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, sure.
Who are the ones who actually attacked us? I mean, from what I can tell.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like.
That
was
the nationality, at
if
least.
You believe the government story.
Well, I don't believe anything that the government's... First of all, the government's supposed to be our servant. Okay, we're supposed
allegedly.
To be the master. Okay,
allegedly.
Well, no, that's what it was. I mean, when the government fears the people, you know, there's liberty. When the government, when people fear the government, there's tyranny. And
that's
everybody
exactly
fears
right.
the government. They fear the IRS. They fear the federal courts. They fear the they fear a cop who's not even a peace officer but a code enforcer.
Yeah.
Who behind them. I mean, he's supposed to be defending rights secured to you by a constitution. That's
right.
what he's supposed to be doing. But instead, you sit there and you grasp for your glove compartment. Oh, do I have my insurance? Do I have my papers? Do I have everything in order? Because, you know, God forbid he pulls me over. Then he asks me if I could get searched for my car.
Sure.
Know? And if
and
I tell him no, that'll give him probable cause to do so anyway.
Well, that's not true. That is not true. However, the Supreme Court did rule earlier this year that that if you refuse a search, they can call the drug dogs in
sure.
as a result of that, and then they'll have their probable cause. I mean,
sure.
This is so insane that this country is, and the point that it is, and something needs to be done about it.
Well, my
people
original,
need to stop.
Originally I called, and I just wanted to make sure that some of the callers are really smart on your show. I'm pretty impressed. I guess not all 200 million people are idiots. But
well, clearly we attract the best of the best. Ray, you're listening now. See?
Okay. Well, yeah. Well,
and keep listening. Yeah.
This is more conditioning for the American people. My wife and I discussed it this afternoon, and this is just a way to elevate this to a code orange. It's just a way to start in South Bend, Indiana, for example, and on the South Shoreline of Chicago. There were dogs. There were drug sniffing dogs. I mean, these were all employed, and they were all people getting overtime and more money because of today's alert increase to
sure,
the
yeah.
whatever orange status.
It's a boon for Homeland Security.
So they need to condition us to be able to push us up into the red. Once
yeah.
They,
how about
once
when
they
we have
get into
money.
Martial law, they'll justify it. They'll say it's only temporary.
Yeah,
they'll
just
say
these
it's only
blocks.
For a little while.
Oh, don't you worry. Don't you worry about these roadblocks. They're just random.
That's right.
We just want to check your cars.
Absolutely. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. This is exactly what's happening, and no matter how you try to tell the people, about what you're doing. They look away from you. Oh, you're anti-government. You're this, you're that.
Ray, do you think it's going to happen before Bush is out? Do you think you're going to have martial law before Bush
is out? I was afraid that actually, you know, it's the Republicrat mentality. It doesn't make any difference.
You're absolutely right. Ray, I wish we had more time for you, man. Keep listening to us, all right? We're on six nights a week. And check us out online at freetalklive.com.
I will.
800-259, thank you. 1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts, we will put them on the air about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. Bring up anything. It is your show. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what's here
till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so still time for your calls at 1-800-259-9231. And actually, we've been so busy focusing on this London bombing situation, we've yet to promote our website as often as we normally do. Go
That's
to freetalklive.com, and you can experience all the good stuff that we've got on there. It's all for free. And we ask you once a month to go and vote for the show. Well, we ask you more than once, but you can only vote once a month. So go to vote.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you to our friends over at podcastalley.com, where we are currently, thanks to your votes, those of you who have voted, we're currently in the top three podcasts.
Are we really?
Yeah.
And we haven't even done a vote-a-thon.
Not as heavy as we did the last month, but we're in the top three podcasts in the world, and that's out of 40. That's out of something like 4,000 podcasts.
Top four.
Wow. Out of 4,000. That's not
everybody.
Too
get out there and vote. We need to get in the top three.
Yeah. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. All right. So we're talking about the London bombings. All kinds of people have comments about this, we're going to go back to the phones and back to the fun, to Fred in Philadelphia. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey. I think that you're starting to raise questions that that have to be raised. I think that internationally, I think that the United States cannot be as grossly exposed as it is, but we insist on grabbing these resources at the lowest prices.
Mm-hmm.
We insist on supporting dictatorships,
mm-hmm.
and we insist on doing all kinds of illegal things and encouraging other people to do illegal things.
Well, I don't have any problem with grabbing resources at the lowest price, as long as you don't use a gun to get them.
If it's done in the free market, then that's fine, but what we have here is the government backing up industry, and that's wrong. If the oil industry wants to go get oil from those countries, they should be insuring themselves. They should be hiring mercenaries on their own to go do their dirty work, not having the taxpayers foot the bill.
Yeah, well, people have been saying that this kind of situation was going to happen. Some smart people were saying over 25 years ago that, you know, these scenarios would start to pan out, and it's really not too far off the mark.
No, you'd think that George Orwell, you know, wrote the book. I mean, his Ministry of Truth, you know, war is peace, and then George Bush saying that freedom, freedom, freedom,
liberty,
and all he's done is take away the freedoms and liberties of the people in this nation and take away the freedoms and liberties in the people of Iraq.
Yeah, I want to basically go into something just right on that subject. The material witness statute is used as a broad preventative detention law
mm-hmm.
to hold people who haven't been, who are not even charged with anything, hold them indefinitely, and
really?
there is no charges. Yeah,
are we talking about Jose Padilla? Or?
No, this is much more than Jose Padilla. Yeah, I know someone who's down in Atlanta, Georgia, named John, who he was held illegally for 5.5 months under the Homeland Security law.
Oh my gosh.
For simply holding local seminars.
Can you have John contact us? We'd like to interview him on the radio.
What are the seminars on? I want to hear about this.
On food, you know, those large 11-pound cans that you can buying large quantities of food. He wasn't engaged in any criminal activity, wasn't engaged in any terrorist activity.
And they held him for 5 months.
5.5 months.
Why did they let him go?
He managed to sneak a note out through the help of a woman doctor in this facility to a judge, and he did get served by the judge, and the judge did grant a writ of habeas corpus.
Were people just thinking this guy was missing?
I'm still trying to find out a lot of details. I think that he was. I think I may have mentioned it on your show before, but I know when he called up a talk show shortly after being released. He was really psychologically destroyed by the experience because he was in solitary. He was not allowed to communicate in any way. He had absolutely no rights. I'm talking about not even the right to even notify anyone if he was living or dying.
That's the scariest thing about what's going on right now. You've got people like Jose Padilla and your friend who were locked up in a brig somewhere, and Jose Padilla is still locked up in a brig after 3 years. We know about Jose Padilla. We know about one or two other guys, but how many people don't we know about? How many people just disappeared off the streets?
There's another guy, Ryan Snodgrass. And these are not people with, not that it matters to me, whether an American has a foreign-sounding surname. Mm-hmm. Here's another guy, Ryan Snodgrass, who was whisked away from an airport in Florida and held under one of these so-called material witness procedures. Now, there's a report out that says the material witness law has been twisted beyond recognition, that you have people that have been held more than a year.
You know, it doesn't even matter what the law says. They want to do. They'll pick you up if there's no law. They can get away with whatever they want as long as nobody challenges them on it. As long as everybody just plea bargains out and just wimps out, they can get away with any tyranny that they want to if we don't open our mouths and keep talking about it and keep spreading the word. And great call, Fred. Thanks for it, man. We do appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. It doesn't matter what their laws say. It's just, they're just words on paper. These people are thugs. They're violent thugs who are masquerading as though they're trying to protect people. They'll pick you up and throw you in a brig and shrug their shoulders about it. If you're in the brig and you can't sneak a note out, then what are you going to do about it? Huh? What are you going to do, Manwich? You're going to get out? You're going to break out? It's crazy. This country has lost its mind. 800-259-9231. You take control. Moments remain. This is your show, Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. We have moments remaining. If you like what you heard tonight, we had a couple of people call in for the first time, listening for the first time, calling for the first time, that sort of thing.
Quite a few.
If you like what you're listening to, you can go to freetalklive.com, get the archives, the bulletin board system. We got so much stuff on there. It's all for free. We're not going to charge you for it at any point in the future. But what we've done is we've created the AMP program. We call it Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're not a huge radio show. We're on 5 affiliates at the moment. We want to be on 500, though.
Yep.
Of course, it takes money. It takes effort.
Advertising.
It takes time. It takes advertising. And so far, over 43 of our listeners have ponied up an average about $7 a pop. We're only asking for three. We're asking for $3 a month. And your $3 will be put towards promoting this show, mm-hmm. getting this message of freedom and liberty in front of more people who need to hear it. And as an added bonus, once we reach a certain level of contributions, we will cut our commercial time by 25%.
Guaranteed. That's what everybody wants. This is the opportunity for listeners to buy commercials. It's unprecedented in radio history. I've never heard of it before.
So go and get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. If you can't afford $3 a month, don't worry about it. Enjoy all of our stuff for free, okay, at freetalklive.com. No obligations. Let's go to the phones to the fun to Posey in Brooklyn. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hello. Well, I'll make it very quick.
Yes, sir.
This business of them taking my rights away is nothing new.
No, it's not. You're right.
I can give you a perfect example how I found out by accident.
Okay.
I got injured on my job. I sat at home. I haven't been back since then.
Mm-hmm.
But because of my back injury, I couldn't sleep. I used to be a musician.
Got
so
it.
I write music. Well, I can't sing. Well, one night my back was hurting, and I just said, well, why don't you just work on some songs? So I hook, in order to make me sound decent enough to be listened to, I hook a lot of foot pedals up to my equipment.
Uh-huh.
Well, the problem of that is when you hook up foot pedals, it picks up radio transmission.
Got it.
Well, I'm sitting there and I start saying, but my back is bothering me, so I stop. And all of a sudden, because it's at night, I'm using headphones, and over the headphones I hear, so what is he doing? He's just sitting there. Well, what is he sitting there for? Maybe his back hurts him. And I said, oh, the S word.
Right.
And they said, oh, shh. And you heard it cut off.
What? What do you think was going on,
back,
man?
This was back. Well, they were listening.
Who?
Whoever they are. Well, see, I've always been involved in things. You know, I've always been active. When I was a teenager, I was in all the movements, Free Mandela, Free Anybody. I was in all of that.
And there's no doubt we've had the police departments around the country admit that they have been investigating activists.
Yes,
they've been investigating
people.
You remember
back when Koch was in, they had that black table, whatever it was called, nonsense?
No, I'm not from New York, man.
All the public phones were tapped.
Really? Amazing. Posey, I wish we had more time. Keep listening. We want to hear from you again sometime, okay? We're on
you
6
will.
Nights a week
this
at freetalklive.com. Thank you, Posey. 800-259-9231. Paul in Delaware, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Make it quick, Paul. You got about 30 seconds, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. I'll call back tomorrow, but what I'll say is...
Call at the top of the show, okay?
Yeah. I just want to plug your amp real quick. Everyone out there, go ahead and pony up to $3 a month, because I'd rather have a caller call in and listen to him than somebody try to sell me some toe jam cream or something. So
no doubt about
hey,
Paul,
it. Was
wait a minute. Are you an AMP member?
I'm going
to
be.
Awesome. Well, we are looking forward to it. So amp.freetalklive.com. We're looking forward to your call tomorrow night, Paul. Thanks, dude. We are done for this evening, Manwich. It's been an amazing show.
It has.
Tomorrow night we'll be here for you, 8 o'clock Eastern time.
It's really sad to think of what happened.
It is, and it's sad to think that our governments are responsible. More coming up tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern. Join us then, freetalklive.com.